And I once mentioned to you that one of the nice things about the first parak of Gittin is that there are quite a large number of side ideas that you pick up besides Hilchos Gittin. And certainly Gvulos Eretz Yisrael is one of them. The Gemara, the next sugya, is known as the sugya of Surya. And the whole sugya, as far as the yeshivish discussions of this sugya, all is about one kasha of Reb Chaim, which we're going to discuss. And really, the whole lumdis of the sugya of Surya is mistayvev around that in you. So let's start the sugya and let's see what it's about. Tana Rabba. I'm sorry, before that. Remeir Amma Akukar Yisrael, boy, me name Reb Chiya Bar Abba. Hamecher Avdai L'Surya. If someone sells his Eved to Surya, Kamecha B'chutz La'aretz Dami Eilai. Is it Kamecha B'chutz La'aretz Dami or not? What's a Shaila? What's a din if Mecher Avdai L'chutz La'aretz? So Rashi says, Kamecha B'chutz La'aretz, Nala Kamon, Hamecha Avdai L'chutz La'aretz, Yatzal L'chairis, Dekansinan L'loi Keach, Mishim De'evit Shaiach B'mitzis. What's going on here? Hamaycha Avdei L'chutz La'aretz goes out to Cheres. Why? I understand. An Eved Kenani is Mechayev Mitzvah, Keisha. So what's wrong if I sell him to Chutz La'aretz? What's the problem? What?
Forcing him out
of Mitzvahs. So since I'm forcing him out of mitzvahs, if I take an Eved from Eretz Yisrael, I sell him to Chutz La'aretz, I'm making him lose mitzvahs. If he's losing mitzvahs, so there's a knas, I shouldn't do that to him. So I would think, if I had such a sugya, what would the Gemara say? The Gemara would say, let's see. Which mitzvahs are you making him lose? And the Gemara is poshut it from a diuk. The Gemara is poshut that he goes free, right? Aku is kechutz la'aretz, the Surya is kechutz la'aretz, and he goes free. Which mitzvah is he losing by being sold to Chutz La'aretz? Someone tell me. Rashi says the words Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Eved Shav Mitzvah Lost Lotes Me'aretz L'Chutz La'aretz. So I understood he meant Trumas U'Maisus and Shemitah. Sevi means Trumas U'Maisus and Shemitah. I was about to ask Akasha that the Gemara is going to say in the next line Surya's Keretz Yisrael L'Maisa L'Shvias. That's what I was going. That would be my problem here. Then, and all the mitzvahs is shayach, unless we're talking about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And then what? If we're talking about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, then what? We're forcing him to lose a mitzvah. We're taking a yid. So that would seem to be the question. Are you mekayim mitzvahs? I guess Yishuv Eretz Yisrael and Surya. That would seem to be the Gemara's. That's the Gemara Shaila. You're making this is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael in Surya, and we're answering no. L'chayr it should depend on kibush yachid shmei kibush. No. Should we tell you what?
Taisa says that it's only in Yishuv.
Only the Yishuv and not
kibush.
Not kibush yachid. So the whole kibush yachid. That's because the whole kibush yachid lo shmei kibush. Let's give you all permission. Take that base of an aleph. Okay. Now we'll have to see. We'll have to see Taka Tosis on base of an aleph. But which we'll get to in a few minutes. But it seems that would be the Gemara Shaila. The Gemara Shaila would be whether it's Eretz Yisrael for a mitzvah. So I was wondering which mitzvah. So you're saying maybe it's a Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Okay, could be. I was thinking maybe the mitzvah of Inyanei Taira, Tumah V'Taira. It's also a mitzvah. Keep Taira, it's optional, but it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Magen Avraham brings that there's a mitzvah for a yid to eat chulam b'taira. Even though you're allowed to be tamei, not in the base of Mikdash, you could be tamei, but there's a mitzvah to eat chulam b'taira. So maybe you're being mafkin from that mitzvah because chutz la'aretz is tamei. That's what I was thinking. But could be at Mrs. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, which is more of a mitzvah. Yeah, it's possible. It's possible to count to someone from Mitzvah Rabbanan too. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is machlokes if it's a mitzvah. Rambam counts Yishuv Eretz Yisrael as one of the Tayyag mitzvahs. The Rambam does not. So it's machlokes if it's a mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
Why do we count anybody who just moves out of Eretz Yisrael?
What are we going to count to him? Why we see we're going to count to him every if someone in there wears shatnez, we count him. So it's very hard to count to someone for doing an averis. They're supposed to do averis. What are you going to do? No one's perfect. People do averis. But someone who forces someone else, so we're not just taking an arbitrary knas. We're saying that if you do it, it's not chal. If you sell them, they'll go free. So that way we stop. What are you going to do? You can make the marriage in bichal. It's tricky. It's a tricky type of knas. It's a tricky kind of mess. Right. Well, nice that they count it here. Someone forcing someone else. And it's different than just someone who doesn't have it. But now the Gemara gets into Surya in general. Turn our bonnet. Shleisha Durachim Shavsa Surya Larenz Yisrael of Shleisha Luchutz Larenz. What are the three? Afra Tomei Kuchutz Larenz. We discussed this last week that Chutz Laretz Chazal made a gezeira that the offer is coming. And if somebody sells the Surya, we just said, then maybe get the Surya, which is not like Remeya. Remeya said, okay, could be Surya holds is not. But certainly Chachamim hold that, and certainly Surya is Chutz Laretz. So those three, it's Chutz Laretz. Those words don't seem to make sense. But right to the nichnas, it just said it's coming. So the Gemara in the Yom Bezel explains. That kind of son of the Surya, the kind of farvari Yerushalayim. It's like someone who bought it in the best neighborhoods of Yerushalayim. And again, what's the difference? The Gemara will say in a few minutes. Period. So those are three and three. Chayevis b'maiser b'shvias keret Yisrael k'savah kibush yachid shmei kibush. Okay, this is the sugya of Surya, the inyan of kibush yachid shmei kibush. The Gemara is saying, if you hold kibush yachid shmei kibush, then Surya is like Eretz Yisrael. If you hold kibush yachid lav shmei kibush, then Surya is kibush loretz. That's what the Gemara is saying, that it's totally in this machlokes. What is kibush yachid? What does kibush yachid mean? What does it mean, kibush yachid? So we have here a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi on the second line says, kibush yachid David, shalai haya kol Yisrael b'yachad, kederach shahayu b'kibush Yeshua, sheyakulam, b'kavshu al tzara kol Yisrael, kaidim chaluka, ava David, like kavash el al tzara. David, the Gemara says, David captured Surya, he needed money, wanted to make some money, and he sent his army to go and capture some cities in Syria, and they'll pay taxes, and that way they'll make money. So that was kibush yachid, because David did it without Klal Yisrael. Tosfos is printed on the Yomid Aleph. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Seems not even mitam svara. Does Tosfos have any kasha on Rashi svara? No. Because Rashi held kibush yachid means it wasn't Klal Yisrael; it was just the yachid. Tosfos says, he brings Rashi, Pirish Bekunshi Shalaya Shom Kal Yisrael V'yach and Kamash Kibush Yeshua Kavshul Tzarech Kulam Av David L'Kavshul Tzarech Chai. So Tosfos, the Sifri V'farish Tam Achir. The Sifri is a Brisa with a different shot. Say Parshish V'yayekev, the end of Parshish V'yayekev, the Mashma, if you Shalaya Yisrael Adayim Kal Yisrael Shalaya Yisrael Adayim Kal Yisrael Kavushim. So Tosfos holds what Kibush Yachid? That the kibush was out of order. First, capture Eretz Yisrael, and then, if you capture beyond that, so that also has a din Eretz Yisrael. But call to mind, you didn't capture the Iker, you can't go and capture the Tuffel, so it doesn't get a din Eretz Yisrael. Chalek is Rashi and Tosfos, let's taich kibush yachid. But either way, we seem to be talking about the kibush of David HaMelech, and that's what the whole sugya of Surya depends on. When David HaMelech captured Eretz Yisrael, does that have a din kibush? Well, it doesn't have a din. If it's like a yachid, who just so it's chutz laretz, it's a yachid capture part of chutz laretz. If it's Eretz Yisrael, it's Eretz Yisrael. He's just arguing with taich kibush yachid. According to Tosfos, if you would capture the whole Eretz Yisrael and then a yachid would capture outside of Eretz Yisrael, then it would get it in Eretz Yisrael, because then kibush yachid would be a kibush. Actually, the lashon kibush yachid is not so, is much better like Rashi, you know? Kibush yachid, kibush of an individual. According to Taisus, what's kibush yachid? For a personal desire to have it, right? Kibush yachid was a personal desire to capture. What? No, but he did it as an individual because after the tzibur, he would have captured Eretz Yisrael first. I think so. Taisus means that if the Klal Yisrael first, you do what you have to do, and then you go back to. It's done. So.
Did David own it?
Kibush Yachid. I don't think David owned it. David sent the army to go and get it. Life should be good. Be good, the Gemara says. Brachos, right?
Eventually, they captured everything anyway.
They never really captured everything. Taisus Lashon is a little unclear. Taisus says, Aval Acha Shekol Eretz Yisrael Kavshua. Sounds like after they captured all of Eretz Yisrael, then they never really captured. It's not clear that they ever captured all of Eretz Yisrael. Taisus means after they would capture all of Eretz Yisrael, then the din would change. But David certainly didn't capture all of Eretz Yisrael. It's not clear if Shlomo HaMelech did. Let's look around something. Such a Chaim. Chaim asked a question here, which has everybody in an uproar over the whole sugya. And it seems to be such a glatt kasha that's very difficult to answer. A few weeks ago, I read to you a Rambam. The Rambam says, Lahalacha, that the kibush of Eilei Mitzrayim is Kedusha Rishayna, the original capturing of Eretz Yisrael, was Kitsha L'Shaita, V'loi Kitsha L'Asid L'Avai. It was captured when they went in. Yeshua went in, he captured Eretz Yisrael. V'loi Kitsha L'Asid L'Avai, but that was Bakal. And the Rambam said, since Yeshua captured it by force, so the Nebuchadnezzar came and took it away by force, it canceled out the kibush of Yeshua. Ezra, when Ezra came up, Kedusha Shnia, by the Binyan Bayi Shemi, so when Ezra came up, what we call Oilei Bavel, was Kitsha L'Shaita, the Kitsha lost it love. That capturing that Ezra did was not by force of arms. It was done by Rishus of the king of Persia. It was done with Rishus of Daryavesh, the king. And he told them that they could take Eretz Yisrael. So they were kainet b'chazaka. A kinyan b'chazaka. So the Rambam said, a kibush doesn't undo a kinyan of chazaka. And the kinyan of chazaka remains. And therefore, kedusha shniya is kitsha l'asid lava. So the Rambam made this chiddush. The kedusha yishayna, which was done by force, is kitsha l'shaita v'loi kitsha l'asid lava. Kedusha Shnia, which is Ezra's Bayesheni, Oilei Bavel, that was Kedusha Shnia, was Kitcha L'Shaita, V'Kitcha L'Azalavi, that's a permanent kibush. As I state in Rambam, Mahalach, it's based on a Gemara, but that's the Rambam. Well, we had kashas on it. Why should it be that force is Batul with force and Chazak is not? We had many kashas on it, but as I, that's the Pesach of the Rambam. So Chaim says, he doesn't understand the whole sugya here. Who cares what David did? David HaMelech was the Bayis Rishon. Whatever David HaMelech did is Eilei Mitzrayim. And that Kedusha, even if it's the best, most perfect Kibush, is only Kitcha L'Shaita V'Lei Kitcha L'Asid L'Avai. What David did with his army, it's only a temporary thing. It's not a permanent thing. It's only a temporary thing. So who cares what's in Afkamino what David HaMelech did? It shouldn't make any difference at all. If Kedusha Shniyah, it should depend on the following question. Is Surya HaKadosh? It should depend. Did Ezra and the Eilei Bavel capture Surya? Or did Ezra and the Eilei Bavel not capture Surya? That's a good question. Did Ezra and the Eilei Bavel, did they take Surya? Did they not take Surya? Did the king of Persia give them Surya? Didn't give them Surya? That's a good question. David HaMelech! What in the world does David HaMelech have to do? David HaMelech is Bayis Rishon. And that's called Kedusha Rishayna. That's Eilei Mitzrayim. And that Kedusha is not lost at Lavai. So who cares if his kibush is a kibush? It's such a gavaldik kasha. It's very hard to wiggle out of it. Well, what's going on here? Who cares if David's kibush what it was? It's a very stark kasha. It's not even a gedreita kasha. It's such a glatta a problem. You would think the Rashba would ask it. The Tosfos would ask it. It sounds like a very basic kasha. Now, did the Yoilei Bavel capture Surya or not? Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph is taka mashma that the Yoilei Bavel did. I say capture, it wasn't capturing, okay? It was done b'shus. Tosfos on Beis Amud Aleph is mashma that the Yoilei Bavel taka was nichnas to Surya. And that's the mashmois HaRambam as well. Tosfos and the Rambam seem to hold the Yoilei Bavel did go into Surya. The Ravid says no, the Yoilei Bavel did not go into Surya. So it's a Yechalukei Deis, if the Yoilei Bavel went into Surya or not. But Moman Afshach, Dr. Chaim, it's from Moman Afshach. If you hold like Tosfos, the Yoilei Bavel went in, so then it should be Kitchel Asad Lavai. Forget about David. Because of the Yoilei Bavel, it should be Kitchel Asad Lavai. And what? Okay, one second. And if you hold the other bubble didn't go in, so then again, who cares if kibush yachid shmei kibush? It shouldn't matter. This is the kasha. When people talk to you about the sugya of kibush yachid or the sugya of Surya, this is the kasha that's such a major kasha that the Velt tumbles over it. What? Who cares about kibush yachid, which may kibush or loy shmei kibush? Everything should depend on whether the oily bubble went in. That's a good question. Okay, that's a mahalach that we'll discuss. Okay, this is the kasha. Agav, I'd like to point out to you that if you hold the boundaries of our Mishnah till Akai and Ashkelon are Oilei Bavel, like Taisa Shita, how could you say that Oilei Bavel went to Surya? It's vaita that you really can't learn this except with Reb Chaim Knievsky's Yisayid, that the boundaries of our Mishnah are the rectangle, and there are pieces above it that were captured, because Surya is so much higher than Akai. So vaita you have to learn that the Oilei Bavel, the boundaries are Mishnah Oilei Bavel, that's a total width of Eretz Yisrael, and then above that there are sections that were captured and sections that were.
Well, that's the number one into Surya, would that count as the cancellation of the Kibbutz? Maybe number one there, so then was still stuck with the original Kibbutz.
Somebody captured Surya. The Yidins, first of all, the Nebuchadnezzar really came from Surya. He came from the north. So the truth is that he did capture it. But either way, the Yidden, it was captured by someone. The Yidden didn't control Syria. They didn't control anything during the 70 years of the Gaulus. They were dispersed. Well, if it would have remained Hefker, maybe. But Lamaisa, there's no question. Somebody was there. The truth is, Nebuchadnezzar, the Gemara says, was Malach Bekipa. He controlled Syria too. The truth is, he controlled Syria. We're going to make an argument on the point. Somebody controlled Syria, not the Yidden. Okay, so this is Reb Chaim's kasha. We, time permitting, are going to discuss three mahalchim, three different tervutzim, on how to deal with this kasha. And sure, the mahalchim leaves us with something, and therefore, I'd like to go through the three mahalchim that are based. So the first, of course, is Reb Chaim's own teretz. Now, what I'd like to do with Reb Chaim's pshat is tell it to you the way it says in the Reb Chaim. I'd like to tell you twice Reb Chaim's pshat. One, the way it says in the Reb Chaim. Exactly the way it says. At least the Teichin Devarav. And then, I'd like to explain to you again with a little bit of an addition, which will make it, I think, more palatable, more easier to digest. Reb Chaim is mechadish the following chiddush. He bases it on Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, in turn, is based on a drasha from a pasuk. Ve'tifcha ve'herbucha me'aveisecha. It's a drasha from this pasuk that we learn out the following chiddush. What's the chiddush? That when we say kedusha shnia was kitcha La'asid Lavai. And when Ezra came up and he got permission to live in Eretz Yisrael, he was Mekadesh La'asid Lavai. That is only true on the places that had Kedusha Rishayna also. The only thing that Kitcha La'asid Lavai are places that had Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shniyah. If it had Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shniyah, then Ezra's Kibush is Kitcha La'asid Lavai. If it had no Kedusha Rishayna, only Kedusha Shniyah, then Zav Reb Chaim, it's not Kitcha La'asid Lavai. Memela comes out a very big nafkamina if David's kibush had it in kibush or not. Why? Because Ezra were going like the Rambam. Chaim is always going with the Rambam. That Daily Bavel did capture Syria. Daily Bavel did capture Syria. Fine. Now, if they captured Syria, does that make it part of Eretz Yisrael? Zav Reb Chaim. That depends on whether it had Kedusha Rishayna too. You need both. You need Kedusha Rishayna and you need Kedusha Shniyah. Since you need both Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shniyah, so now the Gemara says, let's see, who captured in the Bayis Rishon David? David captured it. Is that Shmei Kibush or not? If David's Kibush is Shmei Kibush, then it had Kedusha Rishayna. So then Kedusha Rishayna was bottled, but Kedusha Shniyah is Chal, because it has both. Shein Kain, if you hold Kibush Yachid Lo Shmei Kibush, whether you hold like Rashi or Taisus, either reason, but if you hold Kedush that Lo Shmei Kibush, then if Lo Shmei Kibush, then Ezra's being Kibush, it doesn't do anything for you. What is it to wait for you? Ezra's being Kibush, it won't help you because of the problem that had no Kedush Rishayna. So this is the way Reb Chaim deals with it. Now, what's the problem with Reb Chaim? Ashkof Rishayim. At the first glance, what's the problem with Reb Chaim? Why should it be? Why should it be that way? What's the svara? I was trying to Reb Chaim. You're telling me it's Xeris HaKosuv, Halach Mishum Sinai, I can't argue with you. But somehow, it's very not Mistaver. The Rambam said the first Kedusha was bottles. Right? That it was captured, so it was undone. So now it's, everything depends on Kedusha Shniyah. So Reb Chaim, no. You need Kedusha Rishayna plus Kedusha Shniyah. So the Reb Chaim leaves you a little unsatisfied as far as the what comes out of it. So I'd like to just say over the Reb Chaim in my own words, and I think everybody will be a little happier. I'm not saying anything different than what I think Reb Chaim means. I'm just going to use, I'll say to Reb Chaim a second time, not the way his words say it, but the way we've been talking all Zman about Eretz Yisrael. Okay? I'll repeat it. Okay? Eretz Yisrael, there are two dinim in Eretz Yisrael. There's something called Etzem Eretz Yisrael, or Guf Eretz Yisrael. And then that has certain boundaries. Guf Eretz Yisrael, like the Stifler said, and Nachum said, there's Guf Eretz Yisrael. And then there's the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael for Dine Eretz Yisrael. Two different sets of boundaries. There's one set of boundaries which is the Etzem, that's Eretz Yisrael. That's the place we spoke about Tumlas. There weren't guys in Tumla and anything that could be Etzem Eretz Yisrael, at least according to the Hezda that we had then. Well, Kvura is a Kapara. Where's the Kapara? Anything that's Guf Eretz Yisrael, that there Kvura is a Kapara. Then, there's a second set of boundaries for Dine Eretz Yisrael. For Trumas, and Maestris, and Shvita. It's a separate set of boundaries. What designates the first set of boundaries? So, we had two Mahalchim. The Mahalach we discussed most recently was that Oile Mitzrayim, whatever Oile Mitzrayim captures, that's Guf Eretz Yisrael, that's Etzem Eretz Yisrael. That's the part of Eretz Yisrael where there's Trumas and Maestris. It's the part of Eretz Yisrael where Kfura is a mitzvah. That's I'm sorry, they shouldn't say Truma is a mitzvah. I meant it's where Kavura is a mitzvah, where Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. That is Guf Eretz Yisrael. That's the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz Asher, Eini Elokech Abay, Mereshi Sashon, or Afrishon. That's Eile Mitzvah. Eile Babel came up. They captured less. By and large, they captured less than the Eile Mitzrayim. Whatever Eile Babel captured got Dine Eretz Yisrael. What Reb Chaim is saying is that what the Eile Babel captured has a Din Eretz Yisrael only if it's Guf Eretz Yisrael. It has to be Guf Eretz Yisrael. If Yidden are going to get together today, even all the Yidden in the world, and are going to capture a country in Africa, it's not going to become Eretz Yisrael. I'm not going to do Eretz Yisrael. Of course not. Because there's no, why does it have to do Eretz Yisrael? Just because Yidden captured it? Or the government gave people to gave Yidden Rishus to live in Madagascar, in some faraway place. So they're going to live there, that's going to become Eretz Yisrael? It's ridiculous. No, have Amina. If it's Guf Eretz Yisrael, then if Yidden live there, then it gets Dina Eretz Yisrael. If Yidden go, Rishus the government, they have control over it, then it gets Dina Eretz Yisrael. What makes the Guf Eretz Yisrael? Oh, it's Ryan. Then if the Eile Babel goes in one of those areas and they capture it, then it becomes Dinei Eretz Yisrael. Memela, the Reb Chaim is very geschmack. What is Reb Chaim saying? Reb Chaim is saying Ezra doesn't help you unless it had Kedusha Rishayna. It has to have Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shniyah. What's the Pshat? It has to have Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shniyah. Kedusha Rishayna is Babel. It's kaka true, Kedusha Rishayna for Truman Shvius was bottled. But what's Guf Eretz Yisrael is still Guf Eretz Yisrael. When the Yidden were in Golus, Eretz Yisrael was still Eretz Yisrael. Still, the Chippur Ad Masayama, Kvur in Eretz Yisrael was still a Maila. Just because the Yidden are in Golus doesn't mean it's not Eretz Yisrael. It just lost Dine Eretz Yisrael. So what is Reb Chaim doing? In our words, Reb Chaim is only plugging into an old Yisoid that we know. That in order for the Eile Babel to count, in order for Ezra to count, it has to be Guf Eretz Yisrael. How is it Guf Eretz Yisrael if the Eile Mitzrayim were Kaivishit? Were the Eile Mitzrayim Kaivishit? That depends on whether David HaMelech, Kibush of Syria, historically we know, David sent his army to Syria and captured Syria. Does that make it Kibush Eile Mitzrayim? In his day, when David was alive, and he captured Syria, did that become part of Eretz Yisrael? Or did it become part of Chutz Laaretz that Yidden captured? That's a machlokes, kibush yachid shmei yachid, shmei kibush, lo shmei kibush. However you go, with kibush yachid shmei kibush, that answers the question, did it become part of Guf Eretz Yisrael? The whole Reb Chaim is so geschmack when you know this background to it, then the Reb Chaim is very good. So I have to, I hear what you're saying, but I have to point out to you, there are really three boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Right, there's the boundary in Parshas Maaseh, which goes from Har Ahar, Turkey, down to Nachal Mitzrayim. That, more than that, will never be. If David HaMelech would have gone and captured France, we wouldn't make Eretz Yisrael. The maximum boundary, we're assuming, would be this far. Could be it's more also. But okay, we're saying that's the maximum. Then there's Eile Mitzrayim, and then there's Eile Babel. Three different sets of boundaries. So it may be that we're not talking more than the maximum of Parshas Maaseh. Maybe you're right. But still, Syria is within that boundary. So I'm not concerned with your, what you're complaining about. It's not a problem. Still, Now the Stipler, if you remember, said that Guf Eretz Yisrael was the boundary of Parshas Maaseh. But the Hesbah that we worked with here was that Eile Mitzrayim is Guf Eretz Yisrael, which is, there's a certain Svarah to it, that Eile Mitzrayim, and that we had a number of Achrayim who held that way. And Eile Mitzrayim and it is the boundary of Guf Eretz Yisrael, and Eile Bavel is for Dinei Eretz Yisrael. So with that Mahaloch, this Reb Chaim is very, very, very geschmack. You mean if you hold Leishme Kibbish?
Right.
If you hold Leishme Kibbish, then you're right. It'll be an
Ezra. during that time.
Yeah, I think that's also mukhra from Reb Chaim. The way I understand Reb Chaim. But certainly the way I'm saying it, it certainly is that way, yes. So Reb Chaim works out nicely. Again, it's nice when you learn through a sugya and you have a number of things that work. Really, we have to try to put together all the things on one piece of paper, all the things we had that had to do with Guf Eretz Yisrael and Dine Eretz Yisrael, to put it all together and give us a certain mahalach, give us an ashtikal Torah also. So this is Reb Chaim. This is Reb Chaim's mahalach. It's not the only mahalach. Like I said, the Stipel learned that Guf Eretz Yisrael has nothing to do with Eilim Mitzrayim. He holds it has to do with the boundaries of Parshas Maaseh. So he wouldn't agree with this Reb Chaim. But at least the way I'm being Masvid Reb Chaim. But Al Kapanim, this is one mahalach. This Reb Chaim's mahalach. This maybe the Iker mahalach. And how to deal with the Sugya of Kippah Shiach. That's Reb Chaim. Chesed number two. The Stipler in Masechtas Erechin. It's the last piece in Erechin. In some it's Simin Yudal, and in some prints it's Simin Yudbeis. The last piece, the name of the piece is Kibush Yachid. He brings Reb Chaim's Kasha. He brings the Kasha in the name of one of the journals that was out with the Kasha. Subsequently it's printed in the Grach Al Hashas also. He brings Reb Chaim's Kasha. And the Stipler, before he brings Reb Chaim's Teretz, first brings his own angle on this, and he's Taylor Reb Chaim's whole Kasha on the Machloikis here between Rashi and Taisus. We have here a Machloikis, what's Taish Kibush Yachid? Rashi holds Kibush Yachid is when a Yachid goes and captures something, he gets his own army together, that's Kibush Yachid. Taisus holds Kibush Yachid is when you capture things out of order. You capture things out of order, that's Kibush Yachid. The Stipler says that Reb Chaim's Kasha is a good Kasha like Rashi, but not like Tosfos. Why? Because according to Tosfos, the chesaron of Kibush Yachid is what? That it's captured out of order. So David Kibush is nothing because it's captured out of order. But, as Stipler says, they never captured the whole Eretz Yisrael. He's naming on that David, Shlomo, the whole, it was 850 years from when Yeshua entered Eretz Yisrael till the Churban. They never captured the whole Eretz Yisrael. So Zok the Stipler, it comes out that if you hold Kibush Yachid, Lav Shmei Kibush, when Ezra went and was given control of Syria, Ezra is also Kibush Yachid. Not only was David a Yachid, Ezra was a Yachid. Because what makes someone a Yachid if it's out of order? Ezra certainly didn't capture all of Eretz Yisrael, right? B'ksiv v'le'akai, he only captured one side of the road, not the other. So Ezra definitely did it out of order. So the Tosfos will learn the Gemara, Kibush Yachid, Shmei Kibush means, it's not a truth, it's not Gemina by David, but our Gemara doesn't say the word David. Our Gemara means Ezra. Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. When Ezra went to Eretz Yisrael, that was Kibush Yachid. That was the Kibush of an individual. Which individual? Ezra. Ezra was Kibush Yachid because it was out of order. And since Ezra's capturing of Eretz Yisrael was out of order, so Ezra's was Kibush Yachid. So if you hold Shmei Kibush, it's Eretz Yisrael. If you hold Lashmei Kibush, it's not Eretz Yisrael. Very easy pshat in the Gemara. All you have to do is change Kibush Yachid. It's not referring to David, it's referring to Ezra. No? Why? No, but Kibush means that he was given control of it. Melech Paras gave him control. Control means he was the government there. He ran the government, he collected the taxes, and he appointed whoever collected the taxes, and whoever fixed the... Rambam says that Kibush HaChazak is stronger. Melech Paras gave them control, and they did it. But if the chesaron of Kibush Yachid is that it's out of order, then the chesaron is still there. If you hold Kibush Yachid, the Lamaisa was out of order. What are you going to Syria? You didn't capture the Makri to Gazir.
You can't get permission without
a shus. I understand, but you can't say it's Eretz Yisrael. Look, I'm not blaming Ezra. I'm not saying he's going to take a hand for it. What Joel is saying is that Ezra can't make something else part of Eretz Yisrael before he made this part of it, before he finished capturing Eretz Yisrael. That's what Tosfos says. So this is the Stipulus Mahalach. What? Whoever holds like Tosfos, this would be a Teretz. If you don't hold like Tosfos, you have to go one of the other Teretz. Rambam brings both Rashi and Tosfos. It's very interesting. Rambam brings both Taichi and Kibush Yachid. It's not clear what he means. If he means both or either or. Why can't you say like Rashi also that Ezra was a Yachid? I say he wasn't a Yachid because the king gave Rishus to all the Yidden to go up, even though they didn't all go up. But since he gave Rishus to all of them to go up, so if I say this, that was for Pashtus, that he wasn't a Yachid. Anyway, you can't learn it in Rashi because Rashi mentions David by name. So you can't say he's referring to Ezra. This is the type was Mahalach. What? You should have mentioned Ezra by name. It's absent from Tosfos, the mention of David. But doesn't mention Ezra. Okay. Okay, no. You took a chasam in Tosfos. What? Well, he only brings it as a makar from the Sifri, so he mentions that the Yavusi didn't capture. But he doesn't theorize Pshat and Arganar. The truth is, I don't know which Reb Chaim the Stipler saw. I told you, Stipler saw this Reb Chaim in a journal. But in our Reb Chaim's, Reb Chaim brings this Teretz and he rejects it. Reb Chaim, the Grach al HaShas, brings this Teretz that maybe we're referring to Ezra, and Ezra was Kibush Yachid because it was out of order. And Reb Chaim says it's not true. Why? So Reb Chaim says the mitzvah to capture Eretz Yisrael was not a mitzvah to capture the land. The mitzvah was to rid Eretz Yisrael of the Shiva Amamim. The mitzvah that they were given, the chiyuv, was to rid Eretz Yisrael of the Shiva Amamim, of the seven countries that lived in Eretz HaKnani when they came in. By the time Ezra came up, they weren't there anyway. Eretz Yisrael had Nebuchadnezzar, didn't only throw the Yidden out. The Canaanim were thrown out also. So at that point, it wasn't Kibush Yachid according to Tosfos. Because it's taka true, Ezra didn't capture everything, but it's not a din in the land, Reb Chaim says. Not a din in the land that you have to capture everything in order. It's a din in the Shiva Amamin, that you have to rid Eretz Yisrael of the Shiva Amamin. And by the time Ezra came up, there were no Shiva Amamin. Today there are no Shiva Amamin. The Mela, so today there are no Shiva Amamin. There's nothing to talk about being out of order. And mainly he rejects the Stipler's Teretz, which Reb Chaim on his own says, and then he rejects it. So, all right, he rejects the Teretz. So there's a third Mahalach. I'm just wondering, before that, Kibush Yochid, Shmei Kibush means, what? The Stipler. No, then he brings Reb Chaim afterwards. He just says that Reb Chaim's kasher was only Rashi, not like Tosfos. I'm just wondering aloud. Kibush Yachid has to be from a Yidden, or could be Fry Yidden also? You say Kibush Yachid and Shmei Kibush on that, huh? It's a din in from Kait, or it's a din in being a Yid. What?
Their attention.
If they're doing it, if he's a soldier in the British Army, so it's garnished.
No,
but if he's a Jew,
even more. Even if you're just having your mind for some Jewish state, quote unquote.
Yeah, so it's
nothing. You're doing it for
the concept
of Eretz Yisrael.
Has to be a concept of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, or the Jewish Eretz Yisrael, the national.
No, that's right.
So you think Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush? All right, just wondering out loud. I don't want to get in trouble, but wondering technically what the din of Kibush Yachid exactly, what it is. All right. Anyway, the third Mahalach is Reb Nachum's Mahalach. Nachim has a very totally different mahalach on the whole sugya. Poshit, our sugya is talking deraisis. Is it Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, we're talking the real thing. Is it Eretz Yisrael for deraisis, for tzvichai and truma maisim na Torah? Nachim says, no. I mentioned to you last week that bizman hazeh, it's not Rav Yoshvei Olel, Rav Yidin are not in Eretz Yisrael. And the Bayashani Rav Yidin were in Eretz Yisrael. Only a mere of the Yidin were there. That since the Churban Bayis Rishon, Trumas and Maestros in Eretz Yisrael are the Rabbanim. Because in order for Trumas and Maestros and Shemitah to be Deraisa, you need Rav Yoshvei Olel. Yovel, there's no Yovel. Why is there no Yovel? We all know every 7 years they raise money for Shemitah. We ask most people, why is there no Yovel? What I think most people think, I don't know if I'm right, they think that there is a Yovel, I'm not 50 years old yet, so we didn't get there yet, right? Like after a certain number of Shemitah, there'll be a Yovel. There's no Yovel. Because you need Rav Yoshvei Olel for there to be Yovel. There's no Yovel. Not every 50th year is Yovel. Bizman hazeh. Because to be Yovel, you need Rav Yoshvei Olel. You need Rav Yidin. And although the Rabbanim were guys of Shemitah mid Rabbanim, there were not guys of Yovel mid Rabbanim. There's no Yovel. There's Trumas u'Maisris and Yovel, and Shemitah rather to Rabbanim. In Trumas u'Maisris, there are two Drabbanans. One is a Drabbanan that they made on Eretz Yisrael, that even though Bizman Hazeh, Eretz Yisrael is Potter, because it's not Rav Yoshvei Olel, but Drabbanan said that Midrabbanan, there's Din Trumas and Isis in Eretz Yisrael. That's one din. And the second din. The second din is, Drabbanan were guys of Trumas and Isis and the Arotzois Hasmuchais L'Eretz Yisrael. There are certain lands which are not Eretz Yisrael. Eretz, Moyav, and Amoin, Seir. There are certain lands that are definitely not Eretz Yisrael. But since the Arachos HaSmuchos L'Eretz Yisrael, Chazal Wagoyz of Trumas U'Maisris, there's a Mandiyom Mitzrayim, then in Egypt, there's Dinei Trumas U'Maisris, because it's Arachos HaSmuchos L'Eretz Yisrael. And those lands, they were also guys of Trumas U'Maisris and Chazal. In Surya, there's no shaila that Surya is no worse than Chutz La'aretz, Aratzis HaSmuchais, it's Zichah Kayiv and Trumas HaMaisris. The only shaila of our sugya is, which din does it have? Does it have a din of Eretz Yisrael, which is Kayiv and Trumas HaMaisris with Rabbana? Or does it have a din of Aratzis HaSmuchais L'Eretz Yisrael, which has a din Trumas U'Maisris because it's an Eretz HaSamach L'Eretz Yisrael? Which din Trumas U'Maisris does it have? So now it has nothing to do with Kippur Shliya. We're not talking about the Deraisis. We're talking about the Durabanas. The Takana Durabanas. So it's very good. It's totally if Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. It's totally, is that Eretz Yisrael? If it's Eretz Yisrael, then it has the din Durabana number one. Eretz Yisrael, they were geyser. And if it's Chutz La'aretz, then it has number two, then it has a separate din of Trumas U'Maisris, number two of Arotis HaSmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael. What is that totally? And it has nothing to do with Kiddush HaShniyah. It has to do with, is it Eretz Yisrael? Because that Rabbanon has nothing to do with Kiddush HaShniyah. There were no Rav Yoshvei Olel on Kiddush HaShniyah either. That has to do with the year after the Churban Bayis, when the Kaiser went to Golis and presto, one day there was no Rav Yoshvei Olel. What happens then? At that moment, what happened? There's a Drabbanon. How vite is that Drabbanon?
Is there a Smuchas one before the other there?
I'm not sure.
It's actual very Drabbanon.
Then it could be a double Drabbanon. Now, so that would be a Nafkamina. What's a Nafkamina? Well, who cares? This Drabbanon, that Drabbanon. So what you're saying could be a Nafkamina. Rav Nachum brings, in a footnote actually, they bring from a different Rav Chaim a Nafkamina. It's interesting, this Rav Nachum is based on a totally different, this Rav Chaim, Hilchos Trumas, declares whether Surya, Chayav and Trumas, and Maisrus, are Israel, or Otis, or Smuchas, or Mamish, this clear. He says a Nafkamina, very nice Nafkamina. There's a din, as you all know, that Tevel is also Bachil. Not allowed to eat Peiris before you separate Trumas and Maisrus. The same thing, Challah. If somebody makes a dough, they didn't separate challah. And let's say they baked the cake or the challah already, and they forgot to separate challah. So the Torah asks that the din tevel, the it's us to eat it. There's a halacha in Chutz La'aretz. It's going to get to us in America, because in America we're part of Chumash and Ma'aseh, but we're still chayiv and chalav. Chalav, there's a chiyuv in Chutz La'aretz and chalav. There's a halacha that oichel v'haylech v'achar kach peirish. Oichel v'haylech, you could eat v'achar kach peirish. What does that mean? Let's say someone says, calls up a rav, he says that we bake chalas for Shabbos and we didn't separate chalas yet. So why do we tell them? Separate now. Put all the chalas in one pan. Or if you can't fit in one pan, cover it all with one towel or one sheet. And break off a kazayas from one challah, say zu challah, and finish it. No problem. Problem comes up if Shabbos, let's say it's on Shabbos, if someone has challahs for Shabbos, and they remember they didn't separate challah. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, there's no eitzah for you. Because it's tevel. Tevel you're not allowed to eat. And there's an issa to separate Trumas and Maisis on Shabbos. It's a Nesli to Misakin, or to Misakin, Shiloh. But there's a Mishnah and Beya that you now separate Trumas and Maisis on Shabbos. Or Chala on Shabbos. So in Eretz Yisrael, you're stuck. In Chutz La'aretz is the halacha, Oichel v'haylech v'achakach parish. That you can eat the chalas and leave over a small piece. And then, yeah, when Shabbos is over, you take that small piece. You can't make the whole small piece challah because you have to be parish. You break it in half and you take half of it and you say zuchala, and you can make a bracha and say zuchala, and you do whatever, you burn it or whatever you normally do with your challah, and that's fine. Because the takana of Chutz La'aretz is not the same as the takana of Eretz Yisrael. The takana of Eretz Yisrael is, and the deraisa, just like the deraisa, this tevel, there are drabbanim this tevel. On Chutz La'aretz, which is like a double drabbanim, which is more kuladik, because they were not going for tevel. There's no gezerah that the dough is tevel. The gezerah was a mitzvah of kun v'aseh to separate challah. So in Chutz La'aretz you have, it's a different takana, after mina. Memela, the question of Surya is this is only one nachkamina, actually three or four nachkaminas. This is the most easily stated nachkamina. And this nachkamina would be a nachkamina which now is Surya like Eretz Yisrael. Kibushach Shmeyach Kibush, it's Eretz Yisrael that has the one type of Dirabana. Or is Kibushach Lashmei Kibush, it was never part of Eretz Yisrael. It's just Arotis Hasmuchais. And Memela Tzchayiv at the other Takana. So the way Reb Nachum learns, that's the Shaila of Dinei Surya, which the Rabbanan it has in the Chastrumas and Maestris. And Memela, it'll be, this is the Nafkamim. The problem with Reb Nachum is again, Ikar Chosim in our Sefer. It should say, I mean, the truth is, Al Gemara is not getting into the Chastrumas and Maestris. But it should say, it should explain this Nakuda. So this is a little bit of it is missing in the explanation, but this is Al Kapanim Reb Nachum's explanation. The reason I'd like to know this Reb Nachum is to know the underlying Yisayit. Yisayit, that there are two ways to understand Surya. Either it's Eretz Yisrael, but even if it's not Eretz Yisrael, certainly Arat is Hasmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael. That's not Reb Nachum's Chiddush. That's Emes L'Kuliyama. It certainly would be Chayim Shuvah Samaisis. Interesting thing. If a Yid finds himself in Syria, under the Syrian government, he still would have a problem with Shuvah Samaisis there. At least with Rabban. HaKaponim, these are the three Mahalchim. In the answer to Reb Chaim's Kasha, this is the Iker raid, so to speak, on the Sugya of Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush. The Gemara now turns to a second belt Sugya, which we're going to do tomorrow, and that is the Inyan of Hanichnas, the Ratzahamin, Besheda, Beshida Tevel Migdal. Literally, if you're in a box and they carry you into basic forest, even, I don't mean a living person in a box, and they carry him in, he's a kayan, he goes into a basic forest. Is that a heter? Or is it not a heter? It's very negaya, because although we don't go into boxes, we go into cars. The car is also a box. No? The car is also a Shida Tevel Migdal. Is there a heter of an oyal of a Shida Tevel Migdal? This is a sugi we're going to spend a little bit of shir on it tomorrow. Again, it's, like I say, it's one of the side sugis in Shas, which Agav comes up here. So for tomorrow, there's the Chsam Sefer, and the Chdusha Chsam Sefer has an introduction to the sugya, he writes, before you start the sugya of Tumas Eretz Amim, and Gusha, Avira, I'll give you an introduction. He brings the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Nazir. It's a very nice introduction to begin the sugya with. Once you've learned the sugya with the Taisvis, Ramesh has a tshuva about airplanes, whether a mace in an airplane is a problem, or they could say a heter, that the mace is in a separate aisle, it's on a separate level. He talks about this Indian of Shita Tevo Migdal. I don't remember which chelik it's one of the earlier volumes. It's probably Yeredei Aleph or Beis. And Agav, it's a good idea to have. Also, when you'll get there, the Taisis Afalgav, the end of Taisis Afalgav, brings in again a sugi, it's important to know, the sugi of Ribi Bashirin is the end of that Taisis. These are all coming attractions that we're going to get to in this session.